Both the House and Senate this week are expected to pass bills to add prescription drug coverage to the Medicare program. The bills currently under consideration represent some of the most sweeping changes to the health program for the elderly and disabled in its 38-year history. NPR's Julie Robner reports recent public opinion polls show that the bills won't necessarily deliver what the elderly want.
What's most remarkable about the Medicare debate is that it appears that after 5 years of nearly nonstop partisan warfare, Republicans and Democrats might actually be able to agree on a plan to provide a long-promised prescription drug benefit to the program's 41 million beneficiaries. Democratic pollster Jeff Garin calls the emerging compromise the art of the possible, but he has a warning, too.
The virtue of this plan is that it may be a passable compromise between Democrats and Republicans. But that is only within the internal logic of the capital of the United States.
In fact, says Garin, his focus groups with seniors, including one last week, suggest that what's under discussion is not what seniors want or expect from a Medicare drug plan.
Taking the 6 focus groups with seniors together, they just thought, what are these guys thinking?
One of the biggest problems, according to a poll by the Harvard School of Public Health and the Kaiser Family Foundation, is that the benefit doesn't cover enough of Medicare patients' drug bills. Drew Altman is president of the Kaiser Foundation.
All of the plans on the table are less generous than the typical workers' plan, and this is something that policymakers are, and I suppose, ought to be worried about.
Another problem, says Garin, is that the plans provide largely insurance against very high drug bills when what seniors really want is immediate discounts.
They are looking to save money on their prescription drug coverage. They are not looking to place a bet against higher losses. They really think they deserve a break from the first dollar beyond.
Seniors also aren't clamoring to have their drug benefit delivered by private firms, Garin says. Yet both the House and Senate bills would in most cases make coverage available only through the private sector. Garin says what seniors want most is stability and simplicity.
There is a concern that if this is provided through private insurance companies, there may not be stability. And in just sort of figuring out how all of these benefits work, this thing seems anything but simple to them.
On the other hand, public opinion is also demonstrating why Congress is in such a hurry to get this done. As each year passes with nothing to show, says Republican pollster Bill McInturff, the level of disgruntlement grows.
And what we're beginning to hear in groups is, yeah, they talk about it before elections and nothing happens. And that's making them pretty cranky because they feel they've been kind of pawns in what has been election rhetoric.
So for Republicans in particular, McInturff says, something is better than nothing, even if that something isn't all that popular.
It provides a Republican president and a Republican House and a Republican Senate the chance to say it was under Republican control we passed the first expansion of Medicare in 2 generations. It is a commitment and a campaign promise kept.
Both the Kaiser-Harvard poll and one conducted last week for the AFL-CIO found that by large margins, voters think it's more important for Congress to address the issue of high drug prices than Medicare drug coverage. The Senate did take a tentative step in that direction, voting to add to its Medicare bill a measure that would help speed lower-cost generic drugs to market. But seriously addressing the drug price issue would require Congress to take on the drug industry in a way the vast majority of Republicans are unlikely to embrace. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.